lot of PsychConnect stuff. The last customer that we had that was PsychConnect actually just switched over to 800. So all the stuff we've got is Cat Plus and or they're conventional. So I genuinely, I mean, I know how to program a repeater for PsychConnect. I know how to program radios for PsychConnect. But as far as the limitations, I'm not very sure because we've never worked on systems that big. So, yeah, I don't know. As far as the R7, it's a cool little radio. It looks a lot like an Apex N30 or an N50. Functions kind of similar. It's basically a DMR version of an Apex N30. The only thing I hate about it is that you have to connect it to Wi-Fi to regionalize the radio before you can do anything with it, because it registers with the Motorola server to tell the radio, hey, I've got these features, enable these features and these features only, and all that sort of stuff. But other than that, it's a really cool radio. It's got Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. Now, it's got Wi-Fi if you purchase the Wi-Fi enablement. So it's a neat radio. It does all the same, as far as DMR, it does literally the exact same stuff as the 7550. You can order audio playback, so you can press a button and it'll do like an instant recall recording. I don't know what the limitation is up for the time. I haven't tried that. But it'll do the instant recall for analog and digital. The only thing that's really annoying is they changed the programming cable, so you got to get a different programming cable. It's not the same as the XPRs. It's different because, of course, it is. It's got a different battery. It's all this, yeah. But it's a pretty cool radio, and a lot of our customers are getting those now. I think, yeah, it's pretty much a replacement for the 7550E. And then you got the R5 and then the R2, R2 is the Turbo Lite, which only does DMR conventional. It doesn't do Cat Plus or PsychConnect or anything like that. So, yeah, if you can splurge for an R7, go for it. They're a pretty cool radio.